Hi, I never told you this, but it has always hurt. In 2021, I was diagnosed with schizoaffective disorder. During a cyclone, I was admitted to SSR in hospital after nearly losing my mind. I hadn't slept for 4 days. I hadn't eaten anything. Alone, in the silence of the storm, I thought the world had ended. In my confusion, I took a skillet and shattered the glass panes of the window and the door to escape. I wandered through the heavy rain, believing that every house I passed was a tomb sheltering the dead. I broke a neighbor's window before heading toward the mosque called the Azan. My path took me toward the cemetery, and in my anger, I walked further, only to stop when the road turned to mud. Before I could return home, 2 policemen assaulted me. The neighbors I had disturbed were officers. They didn't understand I was mentally unstable. I kept repeating to them, "Mon fini mort, mon fini enterré en bas la terre." I'm already dead, already buried beneath the earth. They dragged me to the police station and then to SSR in hospital. There, they injected me with something. After 4 long days, I finally fell asleep. For 3 days, I was kept in a hospital room, tied to a bed with needles in both hands. I was thirsty, calling for water day and night, but no one came. I lost track of time. Already paranoid, I felt abandoned, helpless. I wet the bed because I couldn't move. Do you know why I'm telling you this now? After all these years? Because in that hospital, I call your name. Again and again, night after night. Imran, que tu étais? Imran, tu m'offrais à toi? Imran, Khan? Imran, dis-le. Imran, where are you? Imran, you're my brother. Imran, Khan? Imran, what? I thought I saw you in another patient, but it wasn't you. Never told this full story to anyone, but it breaks my heart that you never knew. Maybe you won't read until here, but I always wanted to share with you, especially after I left university. It explained why I disappeared. I was admitted twice afterwards at the Brown Secret Mental Hospital in Beaubassin. That is why I stopped attending classes, both in my first year and after I left. I considered you and Sarah as my friend, but Sarah only came to me when she needed help. And when she blocked me, it cut me deeply. This letter, at last, is the truth I wanted you to know. Farewell, my friend. I don't know if you will ever read these words, but today I have set them free from my heart. Before writing this, I cried a lot. I wanted to release the remorse I had carried for so long. Writing it all down has finally allowed me to move on. To cut the past, to forget, and to let myself live in the present. June, 23 years old. La